Dr. Olivera dictating for July the 25th of the year 2023. And the first patient is Pamela Clanton. The last name is C, like in Charlie, L, like in Lima, A, like in Alpha, and N, like in November, T, like in Tango, O, like in Oscar, N, like in November. Pamela. Is the clinical case of a 60-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 related to diabetic nephropathy. The patient was placed on Farxiga 10 milligrams every day, despite the fact that the GFR was around 30. However, the Farxiga has improved the general condition significantly. This patient started to lose weight, and has been coming down from 180 pounds to 162 pounds. The blood pressure is under control, 111 over 82. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 529 milligrams per gram of creatinine, despite the fact that this patient has shown a blood sugar out of control. She remains normotensive and with the same proteinuria, period. The serum creatinine in the comprehensive metabolic profile of July the 19th is 2.34 with an estimated GFR of 23 mL per minute. The fasting blood sugar at that time was 116. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.5%, which is higher than prior determinations. Number three, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. TSH, T3, and T4 are within normal limits. Following number, arterial hypertension is under control, 111 over 85. The patient is getting better readings at home. Following number is urinary tract infection. There is an E. coli that is worrisome due to the fact that the patient is in Farxiga. Farxiga is doing very good for her, and I really do not want to stop this medication. The recommendations are to take a Levaquin 250 milligrams on a daily basis, and for her to follow the diet as close as possible, and we are going to also recommend a vinegar and water, a perineal hygiene at least twice a day. We are going to reevaluate this case in about 2 months. The patient was explained that in a patient that is CKD stage 4, with proteinuria, the prognosis is not as good. And for that reason, we have to do everything in our power to be able to continue using the SGLT2 inhibitor.